Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. Well, the life of a priest is busy, demanding, challenging, and incredibly rewarding. Our priests are teachers of the faith. There are shepherds guiding, uniting, and encouraging their flock, and they sanctify. They're the ones who administer the sacraments to us and encourage us to the call to holiness. Yet, in order to become a priest, you start out as a seminarian, and it's that first step to following the Lord Jesus Christ, being called as his special apostle to share the love and the graces that Jesus has for each and every one of his children. With me in studio is Father Jeff Irvin, and we have a wonderful opportunity to support our seminarians in their educational process, in their spiritual development as they become priests here in the Archdiocese of Portland. Father Jeff, thanks for coming back on the program.
Thank you, Dina Marie. Always great to be with you.
Well, I tell you what, a year ago, we were at St. Mary's Cathedral in downtown Portland with a seminarian appeal, an opportunity for us to come together as community, to support our seminarians, to celebrate with the best way that we can with Holy Communion at the Holy Mass. And yet again, here it is, the September season, where we are, I guess, educating our listeners, but also inviting them to take the seminarians really to take their needs at heart and to support the needs of our seminarians.
Yeah, I remember fondly a year ago where we had that panel discussion, right, where we had a couple of our seminarians there, and we had such a small crowd just because of the social distancing regulations. But this year, we're going to have our seminarian appeal kickoff mass at the cathedral on Saturday, September 25th, at the vigil mass of 5:30 p.m. And really what this mass is, Archbishop's going to celebrate a mass for vocations, and he's going to preach on vocations and share from his own heart the great need of seminarians and priests, especially here in the Archdiocese. But also it's the kickoff of our annual fundraising, so to speak, of the annual seminarian appeal. And our theme for this year's appeal, actually it's the second year of our three-year themed appeal, which the overall arcing theme is Remain in Me. This year it's focusing on our identity. So it's rooting our identity in Jesus Christ. So we've been taking these last 3 years. The first is relationship, the second is identity, and the third is mission. So kind of how all these three fit together is that our call, our vocation in life begins with a relationship in Jesus Christ. That always starts, he's the one who calls us. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's beckoning us to draw ever more closely to him. And then as we come in contact with him, we come to see who we are. Our true identity as beloved sons and daughters of God the Father. And it is from that identity in Christ that we know what to do in the world. So our identity gives us the mission as we go into the world serving the Lord, serving the church, whether that's married life, priesthood, consecrated life. So there's this linear process of relationship, identity, mission. And that's very important because so often we get it turned the other way is I start with the mission. You know, what do I want to do? What's so exciting? Which is good. But if that mission isn't founded first on a relationship, is the way the Lord is inviting and the Lord is kind of stirring our hearts, then it's eventually going to crumble. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of outlined these 3 years, especially in our seminary and appeal built on relationship, identity, and mission. And this year we're trying to root our identity in Jesus Christ, especially through the sacramental life of the church. Our baptism in particular that we all share roots us in our identity in Christ. So that's going to be our theme for the year as we move forward.
Well, I just want to encourage our listeners, those of you who are close, that can come to the Vigil Mass again Saturday, the 25th of September, 5 o'clock at St. Mary's. Great opportunity to come and physically be there to just, one, hear from the Archbishop, hear from his heart, again, this message of vocations, but to also support our seminarians. Give us a sense, Father Jeff, because again, there's a lot of years of preparation, educational-wise, depending on how much prior education this particular man has when he comes to the seminary, but there are a lot of financial needs that happen for our men who are studying for the priesthood. Maybe just give us a sense a little about those needs that they have as they move through their education.
Sure. As we sponsor a seminarian, there, I guess I kind of have this image of my budget in my mind.
Right.
There are many line items, right? a big one of those, the two big ones, of course, are tuition and room and board at the seminary. And we send our seminarians to four different seminaries. We do have Mount Angel Seminary. It's right in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And we send a majority of our seminarians there. But we also send some to St. Patrick's Seminary in Menlo Park, California, some in Bishop White's Seminary in Spokane, Washington, and then we got a few over at the North American College in Rome. Really just given a diversity in some of the formation, but also looking at the particular need of the seminarian. You know, sometimes a particular seminary is better suited mm-hmm. for the man. So if we look at, in total, just all of the expenses for one seminarian for 1 year, it's around $50,000 to $55,000, and that's including, you know, the health care, the benefits we provide. That's including some of the summer formation experiences, like a Spanish immersion or summer experience with the Institute for Priestly Formation, and all those things. So that's, you know, if we got 29 seminarians,
right.
So you're looking at $50,000 to $55,000 per seminarian. That's a large sum of money that the Archdiocese has to come up with in mm-hmm. order to support their education and their formation. So we rely on the generosity of the faithful to be able to offer some support as much as they can, and even a little sacrifice here and there
right.
to allow for our seminarians to go through formation, and they will hopefully one day be a priest here in the Archdiocese mm-hmm. of Portland, serving in their local parish.
Right.
So that just gives you a little bit of a sense of the financial need of a seminarian going through formation. And last year, praise God, we raised over $1 million for the
awesome.
Seminarian appeal, which is great. That's
yeah.
really going to tremendously affect the formation education of our men.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Father Jeff Irvin, again, our vocations director for the Archdiocese of Portland, and the Mass for Vocations is coming up on the 25th of September. That's this Saturday, 5:00 Vigil Mass with Archbishop Alexander Sample. So how beautiful to have really the heart of the shepherd as we kick off this appeal. And I think just thinking about what you talked about, Father Jeff, is relationship with Jesus Christ. That relationship mm-hmm. starts everything. It starts everything with each baptized person, right? It's that relationship with God. And I guess your final message for our listeners to support the appeal, to personally take that relationship. I think for me, what's made a difference is I get to know those guys. I get to meet them at the hilltop. I've met them at the parishes. I see them serving at a mass. I get to know a little bit about their story. But once I have a relationship with one of the seminarians, it makes it a lot easier for me to remember to pray for them and to continue to want to support them in their educational efforts.
That's a great point, Dina Marie. Yeah, one thing we're doing this year with our poster just kind of came to me is that we're having the QR code on their poster.
Oh, right.
And you can go right there from your cell phone to the seminarian page on our website.
Oh, very cool.
And there's all their vocation stories mm-hmm. and even some videos. So it's really maybe a concrete way of how the faithful can get to know our seminarians and maybe enter into a little bit of a relationship
yeah.
with them. Another thing that is neat is we're starting these Melchizedek discernment projects mm-hmm. Throughout the diocese this year in four different locations. And we have one in Eugene that's been going up this past year. And one of the individuals from that group reached out and said, "Hey, Father, I hear that there's a Mass for Vocations happening on September 25th with the Archbishop. Is it okay if I invite all the guys of this group to come?"
Whoa.
I said, "Yeah, that's great."
yeah.
You know, come on up. And their desire is to be with the Archbishop and to be with mm-hmm. the seminarians and to enter into relationship with their shepherd and with maybe the other brothers who are discerning. So this could be a great opportunity for anyone who would like to be with the Archbishop in prayer around mm-hmm. vocations, but also meet a few of our seminarians and a few of the discerners to join us for that Mass for Vocations. It will be Saturday, September 25th. At the 5:30 p.m. Vigil Mass at the Cathedral.
Wonderful. And Father Jeff, again, on the website, the best place to find out more about vocations
would be www.archdpdxvocations.org.
Fantastic. And get that QR code when you see that seminary poster. I love it. Thank you, Father Jeff, for being with us today.
Thank you, Dina Marie. God bless you.